Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert, Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
Taking and giving compliments at work. That is what we are diving into today with our career strategist, Julie Bauke. And Julie, welcome. What do you think about this one? I know it was a suggested topic from one of our listeners, looking at the idea of, you know, we want feedback, right? We want to be the best version of ourselves, but we don't really love criticism. So how do you strike that balance?
Do we really want feedback, though?
I'm so glad you said that. No, I'm just joking, but I'm not joking.
I mean, it's sorry, really, not sorry. It's funny, isn't it? How, you know, we say we want feedback, but anytime we get feedback, a lot of times when we're getting compliments, it's like, oh, shush. Oh, that's not true. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But when we're getting something that could be perceived as criticism, we tense up. And we're like, we get defensive. So the reason I love this topic is it gives me a chance to use my favorite saying. So I'm going to share it with you.
Oh, boy.
Are we ready?
I mean, I'm sitting. I'm ready.
Okay. Everyone, get your pencils out.
I'm ready.
Sharpen them. Walk up to the pencil sharpener if you must. Never take criticism from someone you wouldn't go to for advice.
This is so applicable. this is applicable, honestly, even outside of work.
Yeah.
But yes, we'll focus on the workplace.
And so it really is, when you think about it, and I think this is really, it's a fancier way of saying consider the source.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Right? So all kinds of feedback we get, we will hear all kinds of things. And here's what I want us to really, really embrace. We get to decide what we do with it. You can not take it. You can consider it. You can decide whether someone's feedback has some pieces in it, regardless of the way it was delivered. You can decide, are there some grains of truth in here? And then what do I want to do about it? And it's, if we could just really step back and take that as our approach. It's like, wow, you're really, you know, wow, I don't know that you handled that question well. You know, I think that when so-and-so asked you that question, you got a little defensive. What if our first response to something that felt like negativity was, tell me more about that? You know, in other words, be curious instead of defensive. Well, he's just an idiot and I don't like anything he said. Okay, so the only way we get better is to learn from things we did that we could have improved on, and then also learn, this gets to the compliments, learn to accept feedback, embrace feedback on things we do well, because that's how we learn what we're good at.
I also think about all the time. I know. And the other thing to this, Julie, is sometimes I do think people let the work reflect who they are as people. What I mean by that is, here's a great example. My show. Okay, Melissa in the Morning is different than Melissa Shekhatov. So if somebody says, hey, you know, that segment that you talked about before, don't really know if I agree with that, or I don't really know if I loved that you didn't ask about this. Immediately, I think most people would go on the defense and be like, well, you don't even know what the topic is. You don't even know, because they're thinking, wait, you think I'm a failure? Like, I don't know if we just have head games that we play with ourselves, but immediately we think if our work or that project or that client, how we handle whatever, we immediately think that's an attack on our character. And if you could separate the two, like, okay, wait, I want the end goal here is we want a successful radio show. And so to your point, certainly vet out who is giving you feedback and who really matters when you're talking about feedback, but also understanding that it doesn't necessarily mean, okay, maybe I don't love this aspect of your show, but I love you as a person. You know, like I like, this has nothing to do with you as the person, but I do think this could be stronger. This could be improved. You know what I'm saying? I think that too is something we get hung up on all the time is, oh, well then they must hate me. Like, nope.
Yeah, you got to separate it out because, first of all, not everybody's going to like you because you don't like everyone. And so, there are
so
people.
It's so true.
There are people right now listening to this that say, oh my God, Melissa's so annoying. I hate her segment with Julie, but I can't reach my radio dial, so I'm going to keep it on. You know, and it's okay. I mean, the goal, and sometimes it takes us a long time to learn this. The goal is not have everybody like you, because then you're just going to be, you're just going to be a pretzel bending yourself to whatever whatever people say about you. You're too this, and then you're too outspoken. And then you're going to find somebody else who says you're not outspoken enough. And so we have to get really clear about this. It all goes back to, look, if someone said to me, you're not really good at organizing and analyzing data, I would say, thank you very much. That is true. And I don't care to be, you know, I don't deny that, because, and that's okay. That doesn't make me go, yes, I am, because it's not true. But if someone said to me, you don't make good points when you appear on radio and TV shows, I'd be like, yeah, well, the evidence and feedback I get to the contrary suggests otherwise. You're entitled to your opinion, but I'm not going to rearrange myself just because I got that one piece of feedback.
Right. And that does sound like having confidence in your own brand. Again, even though you're separating it from content versus who you are, character, if you will, that's having confidence in, okay, but what does the data say? Or like you said, what do the vetted people mean? And what do they say? We're chatting with Julie Bauke, career strategist, and of course, co-host of Julie on the Job here on Melissa in the Morning. And we're talking about taking and giving compliments at work. I can't stress enough, Julie, that I'm in agreement with you when you talk about, you know, really figure out who is giving the compliments, really the criticism, and does it really matter? Do you need to take that into consideration? How do you determine who that person, those people are at the workplace? And again, it's going to look different for everybody. But, you know, some people will say, oh, well, it's anybody that works above me. That matters. You know, and I think sometimes that's a misconception. So whoever's in charge of your sales department, whoever's in charge of your advertising, whatever, every single department, if you are at a manager position, then you have the right to criticize whatever it is I'm doing. Is that necessarily true? You know, how do you determine who should be giving you feedback? Because I think that would help people.
Yeah. So at work, clearly anybody who has influence over your career, you should seriously consider what they say to you. If it's somebody, if you are trying to get on certain projects, and the person who's making those decisions gives you feedback about things that will absolutely contribute to your ability to get on those projects, yes. So how direct is the line of influence in your personal life? When you're at home, you know, those are people that we're with all the time. And so we get to, but remember, we get to consider it. We get to consider it and decide if there's truth in it and then what to do about it. If you want to do anything about it at all, we all get to decide. And so when you're getting feedback on something that is clearly something that you will need or is important as you navigate your life or your career, then yes, you need to, if you get it consistently. So if you really want to be a project manager, but in every performance appraisal you ever get, it says that your project management skills, your ability to keep the big picture in mind while managing the details and drive the process forward is mediocre. Well, you know, how consistently am I getting it? If I heard it from one person, but 20 other people told me I'm great at it, then maybe that's a little bit different than hearing from 20 people that I need to improve and only one person who says I'm good at it. Mm. And so we have to, I always use singing as an example because sometimes I've heard people sing and I'm like, oh my. Now, not that I have, that I'm a great judge of singers, but I love, sometimes if I think I'm a good singer and everywhere I go, people are covering their ears, I can walk around and still believe I'm a great singer. But we do have to consider feedback from others.
Right.
But you get to, my title on LinkedIn is Chief Career Happiness Officer. Okay. So one time some guy commented, your job title's pathetic. I was like, I don't know who you are. I don't care. So I deleted the comments. I didn't even go see who he was. I'm like, what, that just made me laugh.
It's just a waste. Right. Yeah.
Right. And so we can't be so sensitive to hearing anything that might be taken as a criticism that we aren't taking it as an opportunity to dissect it, learn from it, and maybe get better. If you're not open to criticism, let's just take feedback instead of criticism. something that's a compliment or something that you could take something from, I promise you, you will never grow and get to where you could in your career, because we learn more from our failures than we do from our successes. And with those quote unquote failures comes feedback. It's either said directly or, you know, oh, I blew that. So now I know I'm probably not good at that. And that then informs where you go next in your career. And if 20 people are telling me I'm not a good project manager, then or I'm not.
That has to mean something.
There has to be some truth in it.
Right. I think also the context of the feedback, as you say, Julia, even criticism, feedback, however you want to say it. I think the context of it, too. So going back to the person who wrote a really dumb thing on your LinkedIn, if that was all they wrote, but there was no, hey, this is why I feel this way. I mean, not even like any context, just, hey, I'm going to throw hate out there and see if it sticks to the wall. That's a waste of anyone's time. You should just delete it. Move on. Don't even give an ounce of energy to it. But if you have somebody who's like, hey, I'm really concerned about this because it could be seen as you're a therapist, Julie, when you say you're a happiness, you know, whatever, I'm just making something up. But you know what I'm saying? Whereas if you have somebody who actually gives context to like, hey, I came across your profile and actually I thought I was on a therapist profile, not a career strategist. That was kind of confusing to me. That to me is, even if I don't know who you are, that to me is constructive of, oh, okay. Well, I didn't even think that maybe my title would be confusing. So that, too, I think, is a red flag. If you see somebody who just blatantly throws something that is seen as negative or really not helpful, not like, it's not like he gave you any sort of solution. He's just like, hey, you know what? I'm feeling nasty today. I'm going to throw it at Julie Bauke. Waste of time. And you should just recognize it and do what Julie did, which is delete it. Don't even look them up. Don't try to get even with them. Just, you're a waste of energy. I'm going to pray for you and hope that you have a better day today and stop attacking people. So I think this is such a good conversation and something to really think about daily, weekly, you know, whatever it is that you do at work. And like I said, even in your personal life, I think this is great advice. Julie Bauke, always appreciate you. And I thank you so much.
Next week. We'll see
ya. I look forward to it. Julie Bauke, always here on WICC. Julie on the Job, exclusively on Melissa in the Morning.